Johnny Dollar.
This is Frank Harmon, Johnny. It's Northwestern Life here in Hartford.
Hi, Frankie.
Where's Ben, anyway?
Oh, I just got back from Lake Tahoe. I don't know where to go.
Well, it's no wonder Jack Frank didn't get hold of you.
Frank, in your office down in Cobra City?
That's right. Paul has told me he's been trying to get you on the phone for several days.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
He has a problem. A pretty big one. When he couldn't reach you, he sent it on. He sent her on to us.
Good, well, what's in it?
Oh, but come on over here, will you? There's no time to wait.
Oh, what's it all about?
Well, all I can tell you is, well, somehow, you've got to prevent a murder.
CBS Radio brings you Bob Bailey and the exciting adventures of Land Will Be Action Packed Expense Account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Expense Account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar. A New England office of Tri Western Life Assurance Company. Following is an account of expenses incurred during my investigation of the unworthy skin matter. After the Lake Tahoe mess, I was ready for a nice long rest. But a job is job. So expense account, I want a dollar change cab back to Frank Harmon's office at Tri Western in a big new building on the square.
Glad you finally got back here, Johnny.
Hiya, Frankie.
Sit down. Get right to the point.
Okay.
Got to give you the whole story before she gets here.
Oh, gee.
Name is Jean Unworthy.
Unworthy?
That's right.
That's a funny one.
Well, our little problem isn't very funny.
Now, listen, Tom, listen.
About 4, maybe 5 years ago, up in Ypsilanti, Michigan, a prominent businessman was killed by a guy named Eric Dean.
Oh, you're telling me.
It was a ruthless, pointless, walking murder. Simply because the victim refused to give him a few bucks.
And the defense tried to get Dean out of it on grounds of temporary insanity.
Yeah, that's right. But instead, they sent him up to the Michigan State Prison. Gave him life, with no chance of parole.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Just happens I was in on that case.
Hmm? No. Of course you were.
Well, all right then. I didn't play a very important part in it, I have to admit, but I was there.
And you were there during the trial.
From the first to the last gavel.
You know what Eric Dean did when a judge pronounced sentence on him.
Yeah, right. It could be that Dean thought his remarks were partly aimed at me.
I'm going to talk about this.
All right, sure.
Typical for a tough criminal to get out someday and get even with everybody.
By killing them.
That's what he said.
Including you?
I suppose I really didn't have too much to do with the case. So there's no real reason for being to hold a grudge against me.
Was there any real reason for the murder?
No. But look, you know how little those courtroom threats usually mean.
Well, then you're not at all worried over the fact that Eric Dean escaped 7 or 8 days ago.
Oh.
What?
No, not that you're saying.
Where'd you sit these, Johnny? Along with the rest of the people who were involved in that affair.
Oh,
yeah, I told him. In the past 5 days, Dean has killed 4 of the people he promised to kill. And the police have no idea where he is or when he'll strike again. And another one of his intended victims is Mr. Albert J. Unworthy, who's now living down in Corpus Christi, Texas. And he's insured by our company for over $500,000.
Well?
Yeah. That reminds me of a tip I've been meaning to give you. Whenever you buy Pepsi-Cola, get an extra carton. This is the secret of effortless entertainment. You know by now that as the parties go, so goes the Pepsi. So face reality and be ready for any number of thirsts by making sure there's always plenty of the light refreshment on hand. People go for Pepsi because it refreshes without filling and does it in such a good tasting way. Come to think of it, Why not buy a case of Pepsi? Then maybe there'll be enough for you to have some, too.
And now Act Two of yours truly, Johnny Dollar. All right, now, Johnny, if that price wasn't able to reach you, we got the whole thing in my lap, including the old man's daughter, Jane. She arrived here in Hartford early this morning, came in here, and demanded that she be appointed a bodyguard officer.
Oh, now, listen.
I phoned her at her hotel right after I got in touch with you. She's probably on her way over here to see you right now.
Hey, look, guys, I'm an investigator, not
listening, buddy, buddy. Are you forgetting everything may have you on his list?
So what?
So what? If I keep my eyes open, why my manners and my...
Oh, I see.
What?
Yeah. What two of everything's intended to take them together? Give him a wide open chance to kill two birds with one stone, so to speak, and he's almost found it, y'all. Yeah, so the cops who've been standing by picked him up along with our two bodies. And the company has done a great public service.
Hooray.
No, that wasn't what I was thinking of at all.
Frank, I couldn't go down there to Corpus Christi right away anyway.
Why not?
First thing tomorrow morning, I have an appointment in New York with an attorney for a deposition in the Lake Powell case of London.
You lose a few hours.
Now, that's more. I hate those bodyguard assignments, and you know it.
But when such an important client's involved, John.
Well, there's nothing but a lot of trouble with an A-1 chance of getting shot in the back.
But don't you see?
Oh, no, Frank, I'm sorry. If Unworthy wants protection, let him call in the police.
They have a very good force here in Corpus Christi.
Johnny, and when this Jane, this daughter gets here, well,
simply so, I don't want the case, and I'm here, Frank.
But, final, that is unequivocally and irrevocably and absolute.
Mr. Thomas?
Miss Unworthy. Oh, please come in.
Thank you.
Yes. Come in and meet Mr. Johnny Dollar.
Hi, Johnny.
Suddenly, I changed my mind.
Even as that whole office suddenly came to me, it would take on a strange and wonderful glow.
She was, so help me,
one of the most beautiful girls I've ever seen. Tall, but not too tall. With unintelligent hair and a complexion that, and a figure that, a twinkle or crazy blue eyes that, oh, is the right word simply art? Not to describe this one.
Wow. Well, sit down, please, Miss Pennington.
Oh, thank you, sir. But I told you this morning, it's true, Sonny, Jean.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. That goes for you too, Sonny, darling.
Oh, sure, Jean, I, sure.
So you meet with me right away, Sonny? I mean, for Corpus Christi. I was reporting our agents at first, Frankie.
Well, yes, I did.
Well,
you
will come and watch over Daddy until they catch this murder, or won't you, Johnny?
Well, I can.
Yes.
Well, I. That is not.
Yes. Johnny?
I have to be in your first thing I want you to see him, sir.
Oh, yes. That's so fine, then. Because I have an early morning date in New York with Madame Alden. I know before I go on back home.
Oh?
Do you know who she is?
Oh, well, I've heard of her, but I never got anybody in the world actually had enough money to buy those clothes, those gowns that she could buy.
Oh, now you're kidding me, aren't you? But I just love having those things. Oodles and oodles.com. So we'll go down to New York tonight. I'll be staying here, so you stay here, and we'll have a ball. We'll really do the thing. Oh, I just love New York.
Well,
but tomorrow morning, while I'm getting some dresses and things, you can see your lawyer, and then you'll take off to Corpus Christi together. But no, I'm fine. You have to hurry if you want to make the 4 o'clock to New York.
Well,
and so, dear, thanks so much for finding Johnny. I feel better. I feel that Daddy's so sure already.
Expense account item 2, $21.50 for a cab and plane ticket to New York for the tour.
With this comment, Paul, well, believe me, it wasn't easy, but I realized it was an important assignment on my hands. I better play it safe and behave myself. So, down in New York, I don't see the time set for a taxi to the pier where I dropped her off, and to the Gotham where I got myself a room. That evening, the fare for cocktails and dinner at the Pavillon, no less, came to $58.
and I was pretty impressed by the Motor Vehicle's immediate recognition of her, and his disappointment at the smallness of the bill she sent us. Oh, and Chip, by the way, paid $14 more. Then the evening really got underway via the nightclub route, and I mean only the most expensive nightclub. For again, she was recognized by all the Motor Vehicles. And the total bill for the time I dropped her off at the PA shortly after 4 a.m., only $130, including tips and taxes, of course. I hope my deposition the next morning in the attorney's office made some sense because I was fortunate. But then, after leaving him on the way back to my hotel, I picked up a newspaper, and I nearly blew my top. Item 5, 6, whatever it is, 85 cents for a call to Frank Harmon back in Hartford.
Now,
John. Then it was you who gave that story to the wire services about my going down to Corpus Christi to save the life of dear old Albert Unworthy.
But, Johnny, you
yourself suggested
my help
to point out this killer. Oh, yes, sure. Make it easy for us. Get killed at the one trip. Thank you very much. Item 737-50 plans there, just an incidental, for the flight to Corpus Christi. By the time we got there, well, I don't know. I don't know. But, well, that said, she is not only the most beautiful, the most fine. Well, put it this way. By the time that flight was over, if Gina said, come on, Johnny, let's get married, I think I might have taken a leap without one single thought about the consequences. And after we landed and she stepped into a phone booth to call and make sure her father was still all right, well, I was almost annoyed at the sudden appearance of an old pal of mine, Fred Johnstone, good brother of Jack, who dramatizes these radio pieces of mine.
I didn't know you were coming down here with Johnny. It's all over the paper.
Yeah, I'm not sure about it. Hello? Yeah. But, how are you?
Oh, you certainly pick them, huh? Traveling companion, you remember it.
What do you know about her father, then?
Well, I kind of thought you might want a little help while you're down here. That's why I came to meet you.
Now, this has got to do.
You put her in a taxi. Her home isn't far from here. Then you and I run on down to my office and talk a while. And I'll drive you out to their place later.
Well, now, wait.
I think that's a very good idea.
Oh, this is an old friend of mine. That's not so.
Hi, Dad. Yeah,
I always look forward to meeting you.
Yeah, how nice. Well, I am. You're a good-looking man these days. Johnny, that's right. You give me a chance to come this side tonight. Thank you, sir. There's only a welcome for you here in Corpus Christi, huh?
Well, I,
so we go on the side, and I'll see you at the hospital. Stop.
Huh? Hold you down.
Let's go.
Well,
Johnny, old man Unworthy is loaded, all right. The bank is towards the dollar here, and I'll spend it all. And then she came down the side.
Oh, you like over here.
Oh, you're supposed to put a good looking gal in.
Well, I'll let the bounce going, so
I'll let the bounce going. Oh, sure, the bounce is different. The point is, though, that there may be something in the room. Maybe the old man is getting a mic set up with some of those guys. Johnny, got a headache for me.
What's the matter? Ask any housewife who's faced the perils of just one house party with fear and trepidation. Well, Winkletter's been at it so long that he never worries today about tomorrow's house party. And yet they always come out slick, smooth, and hilarious. Art's enthusiasm is part of the reason why. The way he lets his guests take the pit in their teeth is another. So you never know where the fun's going to lead once it's time. Listen Monday through Friday on CBS Radio. Now, Act 3 of yours truly, Johnny Dollar and the Unworthy Skin Man. Ted Johnstone and I tore out to the house, and yeah, Mr. Albert T. Unworthy was dead, all right. 3 painful bullet holes and several. The other game was a wreck. One tube of a dress is torn with a red welt on a teeth where she could stand it and struck by the killer.
Oh, my
God.
It's so terrible.
It's so awful. Okay, now, honey. Listen. Try to take it easy and remember exactly what happened.
How did it have to happen to you? It was so good. So wonderful to me ever since the day that he adopted me and
me. Now, who else was in here, Jim? Were you in here with your father alone?
Yes, I don't know where the servants are. Daddy must have gotten hurt the day off. Yeah. It was horrible that this man came in.
Well, tell me what he looked like.
I don't know. I saw him all up his chickens. He was short. And he was having heavy shirt. And that thick black curly hair that came down to a point on his forehead.
Go on.
His face was almost gray. And one of his ears was kind of mashed, like a piece of cauliflower. He was a dirty scar, too. And his hands were held up. He's gone. Daddy. Oh, Daddy.
And his wife. His face. Do you like it?
I don't know. His name is. And he was heavy, 380 pounds or something. He was stocky.
Yes, Mother. But when this baby was just another thing, almost to a teeth.
Had you ever seen her again before?
No, Daddy. And it was a wild animal look in his eyes. He came rushing in here with a gun, and I tried to call you, but he knocked me down, and I guess I passed out. Oh, Johnny, please help me.
You want to call the police, but sure. Doug not only called the police, but the family doctor. After seeing and giving the police all the information she could, the doctor gave her a mild sedative and put her up to bed. By that time, she's personally to come in, so after assuring her we'd do everything we could.
Johnny, dear, don't you see? Now, you may be in danger, but... Oh, I guess I'll be back to thinking it. I'm sure. Just come back to me. Come back.
On the way back to Fred's office, neither of us said a word. Not until we got inside and closed the door. And even then, he sat there quietly for a minute.
Well, Johnny, you like a little drink?
No.
Yeah. No. You,
No.
Nothing, I guess. Johnny, you're thinking the same thing I am.
Yes, I think. Why don't I use the phone? My call is to the police. Not there in Culver 50, but in Ypsilanti, Michigan. The batter made 440. I got hold of Sergeant Jim Brower, the man who'd originally arrested Eric Dean. And now again, we're working on this case.
Am I afraid of him? You don't?
Well, I expect I ought to keep an eye out for him.
I could be away down this way.
Like maybe Mr. Albert Unworthy and,
Albert Unworthy and Phillips. And half a dozen others. Anyone he's trying to knock off now, the people whose testimony really set him up, so we'll get him before he does. If he's just crazy, that's what sets up a very obvious little pattern for a new murder.
Yeah, what kind of a pattern, Sergeant?
Well, the people around here, and the owners are important to the case.
Oh?
But the judge,
okay, Sergeant. Okay, Sergeant, that's all I need to know.
Well, then?
Yeah, well, I guess you're tripping off, Sergeant. When you said something about her father getting fed up with her at the charity.
Her foster father?
Oh, yeah. She told us that herself. Adopted. There was no real blood bond between them. So, I suppose it's no wonder she was taking him for all she could. And when she found he was going to pull back on the ring.
I'm afraid her description of Dean is what stopped me. too perfect. I knew what a man suddenly barges in, knocks her down, and fires.
Three bullets into his skull. But when she said he was going to kill him, and he heard only two shots. Only two shots.
Johnny, you want me to go along with you?
Just, on music.
Sure.
You mean you found the murderer, Johnny?
Yes, indeed. It all looked so funny.
Oh, thank goodness. And did you tell him when you found it?
Yes.
Yes.
Him?
What?
Only one more thing I'd like to know.
Yes. Well, what is it, Johnny?
What you did with the gun? Well?
It's out in the middle of this pond. Under the library when... Have you not a chance for me?
Not a chance.
And I learned about one of them from her. Following her, Jim Patton, the police in Michigan, and were able to pick him up in less than 2 weeks before he could kill again. Expense accounts, the total, told us $500 each. Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Constipation is something people don't talk about much, but it can be a problem for anyone, even doctors. And when constipation occurs, it's interesting to see just what doctors consider important about a laxative they might use or recommend. Well, a majority of the doctors we heard from had this to say.
A laxative should be effective, gentle, close to natural action. A medicine that can be used with complete confidence.
Now, X-Lax has been popular with many doctors and millions of people over the years because pleasant-tasting chocolated X-Lax is effective. Overnight, it helps you toward your normal regularity. X-Lax is so gentle, so close to natural acting, there's no upset. That's why many doctors and millions of people use X-Lax with complete confidence. X-Lax, the laxative that helps you toward your normal regularity gently, overnight.
Now, here's our star to tell you about next week's story.
Next week, the What Goes Matter is just what it sounds like, a real puzzler. So join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, originates in Hollywood and is written, produced, and directed by Jack Johnstone. Heard in our cast were Virginia Gregg, Dick Crenna, Frank Churchill, Russell Thornton, Stacey Harris, James McCallion, Bill James, and Jeff Bates. This is John Wall speaking.
Next, a study in terror entitled Nightman on Suspense on the CBS Radio Network. Terror entitled Nightman on Suspense on the CBS Radio Network.